Major Nangin Tadan Yambi, some gent Tamjiji, Tondo, Lana Meba, Yanda, Zoe, Sanjiji, Combatumboje, Jinajan, Tobarija Yamba, teacher to Tambi Chudin, Sandy, Sugan to Yamso Lan Yambi, Gulong, Kunjuji Rumba, and Liver Sart of the same body.
It is important to set up one's motivation by thinking that I must achieve the unsurpassed, perfect, complete enlightenment of Buddhahood in order to benefit all mother sentient beings, whose number is infinite like the space. For that purpose, one should listen carefully to this sublime Dharma teaching and put it into practice. The topic that you're going to listen today is the condensed meaning of the path of Vajra vehicle, the essence of the nectar of great secret, composed by Kuti Losan Tile Denpa Gyatso.
Yonden Cheba La, Enen Senji Don, Yonku Don, Yuku Don, Sache Sum Yobi, Sache Tambo Sonis, Niva Yonden Chebi Gavimbashi.
So this text is explained under three major headings. First one is the meaning of the title, second one is meaning of the text, and then third, the meaning of the conclusion. So we have covered the first one of these three, and we are on the second one, which is the meaning of the text. The meaning of the text is explained under three divisions. First one is the door for entering the explanation. Second, finally setting out the explanation itself. And then third, the way of concluding the explanation. We have covered the first one of these three as well. And we're in the second one. So the finally setting out the explanation itself is explained under two headings. First one is the presentation of the conqueror's teachings to be the sole entrance way for those desiring liberation. And second, the presentation of the doors of different sequences for entering the teachings. So we have covered first one of these two, and we are in the second one. So the doors of different sequences are referring to that of Mahayana and that of Hinayana vehicles, those two vehicles. So the Mahayana vehicle has two divisions. First one is the causal perfection of vehicle, and second one is the resultant Vajra vehicle. So the second one of those two is the Vajra, resultant Vajra vehicle. There are four classes of tantras. The first one is action tantra, second, performance tantra, third, yoga tantra, and then fourth, highest yoga tantra. So in this particular case, we will be talking about highest yoga tantra. So there are two divisions of highest yoga tantra. That those are the stages of the path of highest yoga tantra in general, and second, the stages of the path of Kala Chakra. So we are on the first division, the stages of the path of highest yoga tantra in general.
On the latter, Lam Dubigi Ching Hibatan, Lam Birumbai Ni Hibaji, Sachi Niobi, Sachi Tango Sonis, 사체 니바체비 가인 바레스
무슨 So that is explained under two headings. First one is the explanation of the main points that summarize the path, and second, the explanation of the various stages of the path. We are on the second one within these two outlines. So the explanation of the various stages of path is explained under three division headings, it has three subdivisions. First one is the presentation of empowerment, second, presentation of the commitments and vows, and then third, the way to train in the path.
No, then it doesn't need to be a genus, right?
No,
sir. That one could not only drip genus, then the name is a little bit of a rocking the way.
Tanda dig, such a career again.
That tanda such it, such a niva,
So, I got lost here. We stopped here, actually, somewhere here, the right of comfort and empowerment. And the second one is the explanation, presentation, empowerment. Page 30, let's see. Yeah, commitments and vows. Yes. Yes, okay. Zawa is, okay, the root text says. Nosuke.
Tadar wang ke norong rup ji ne, tamsik songba ngu rup kong ji yes.
Nosuke.
Yen de kawa bejang mun rup ji se. Zatong namshi sogli xi ji des.
Nosuke.
Renga ji zatong bombo, bong sosu jugu song ten zawa yi, tamsik song jen takwi tablan be se. Se du da, xolo ka jik dang zikang sun.
So, okay, in terms of root text, in Tibetan text, there are seven lines, which means one stanza in three lines, which reads, due to being empowered in this way, one is established as a suitable vessel, then to safeguard the commitments is the foundation of all attainments. Since even though one exert oneself for eons in others, one does not accomplish anything. Understand them from the explanation of the root downfalls and so forth, and abandon the general root downfalls of the five lineages and gross infractions. Guard the 19 individual ones, guard the commitments of the reliance and eating, and strive in pure methods. That is the root text.
What did you do? That do you love once? An ten you down, then by you could only then one he had this rabata.
Was
Annie Lam Gumbi rabata.
So the purpose of receiving initiation from a qualified Vajra master is to make oneself a suitable vessel to bestow initiation.
Tadak gombi gitu ne, norong kedua tahun dah lah, sida, lami tadi cina tu ne, pemang, samang, kerawih hiji wang, cek wang cina dah, wang yi yo yin ba de de ba
yes
o de ni ge wang ge ni ge xue ya de de lam jie rum da zu rum gong bi ge de no rong de de bi qie de re ye xin ba de de ba
yes and also the receiving these the purpose of receiving initiation is in order to be a suitable vessel in order to practice a suitable vessel to practice the paths such as generation and completion paths. So in terms of highest yoga tantra, you have four major empowerments: the vase empowerments, secret empowerments, wisdom empowerments, and word empowerments. So these are the empowerments or initiations that you must receive in order to so in order to okay make yourself as a suitable vessel to be able to practice those two stages. So the paths that you meditate, there are two types: the generation stage and completion stage.
All the gomiyat da, jibu karutobi dondori sedu, da choku ngurub da, tomongku ngurub chine da, ngurub namba ni, topi chedu, dana lamramba ni, gomiyayin baris.
Yes. So, purpose of meditating on these two stages of paths, the generation stage and completion stage, is in order to attain the two attainments, the supreme attainments and common attainments. Attainment. Sorry.
Oh, the name of that. Jezo Yamso Lani, Muru Namba Ni Topalas.
Yes.
Then that Angdus K Langbegatan, Tamsig Dot Domba Song Yatta.
So by meditating or practicing the two stages, in order to achieve the two attainments by meditating on two stages, one must abide by the commitments and vows that one has promised to keep at the time of initiation. That is the foundation of one's path. That is the foundation of accomplishing the two types of attainments. So without keeping those commitments and vows, even one tries so hard to accomplish in order to accomplish those two attainments, it is impossible. As it says in a text, one asserts oneself for eons in others, it says, one does not accomplish anything. So the one assert oneself for eons in others means without keeping those commitments, one try to meditate or pretend to meditate on the generation stage and completion stage, one will not accomplish anything. even for eons and eons. One will not be able to accomplish those two types of attainments. So the basic foundation of accomplishing the two types of attainments, one must abide by the commitments and vows. So for us, when we hear there is someone's giving initiation or empowerment, we just run towards that as the flies running towards a rotten meat.
That is, da ang hutsar du se ane chu gar sem bi ge samba na ye tene tamsik da domba se ya ta da sem ke sul me sung ya ta sem ke sul me ba se wa.
But once we have received those empowerments, then we completely ignore that. We don't even think about it, those commitments and vows. Then it would be like the bridge that we just how do you say that? The bridge they just would just walk off. What do you say that? Does it make sense? Just you cross the river by the bridge, and once you cross the river by the bridge, you never think about the bridge again.
You step off the bridge.
Okay. That is very odd. So then how we can understand those, you know, commitments and vows, we can understand those independence upon the text such as the explanation of the root downfalls by Lama Tsongkhapa. So those vows and commitments can be divided into two: the general root downfalls of the five lineages, five Dhyani Buddhas. General root downfalls, the general commitments of the five Dhyani Buddhas, and individual commitments of five Dhyani Buddhas. The general commitments of five Dhyani Buddhas, there are two types: the root karsage, the root commitments, and branch commitments. So the root commitments, there are 14 root downfalls, and eight bombos. Bombo, I don't know how to say that.
Bombos is chambos.
Eight bombo means
tanda tegarang duga tete zaba
lage
tegarang duga tete.
They call secondary downfalls.
Secondary downfalls, gross infractions.
Tanda tete zavi sing duga.
A gross infraction. It's called a gross infractions. That is talking about correct.
What gross?
The eight gross. Yeah, gross or. No, the root commitment is two types. So the first of the 14 root downfalls is the not respecting to one's Vajra master. Belittling one's Vajra master. So when we say Vajra master, that means a master from whom you have received either initiation or commentary, Rege. Commentary of Tantra, and you have received a special instruction.
Yeah.
Mengak is like the instruction.
Sorry.
So the relying on Vajra Master accordingly or properly is the foundation of one of the foundations, a foundation to accomplish the two types of attainments. So instead, you belittle your Vajra master, then you will receive the first root downfall of belittling one's Vajra master. belittling one's Vajra master in the hell once again. So what it says in your text, the first root downfall of 14. Say it again.
Despising or belittling my guru, it's in the succession.
Despising or belittling the guru.
What's the difference between despising and belittling? Hate.
Yeah.
So there has these two words has different meaning?
I think so.
Okay, the first you should say belittling in terms of the word order, belittling and spising. And second one is called the where do you have that in this?
It's
do you
not
have?
In the text.
Yeah, I need that actually. Can I borrow the succession grill? Page 5. I have that actually. Should we refresh?
Which one?
Page
5. Which page?
No, page 5.
Can we give us?
They're both just for translations. That's all. They're the same.
Thank you.
Same but different. Two translations.
Which one do you have?
I have one by Abbott Pendy.
Patrick Landlet, well, yeah. He's got two different translations.
I see, okay. Here it says the disturbing the mind of Gurus Lama. Is there one? Okay. I need the other one. Actually, this is not literal what Geshe-la says. It's different. Can I borrow their succession Guru Yoga stuff, please?
Here is this one, guys. Transgressing the.
Wow, that's
really different. Yeah, it's different, actually. A different, the meaning would be the same, but not literal. Thank you so much. Okay. Noske. It says, okay, disregarding any practice, it says. Which is not close. Regarding any practice, disregarding any practice, disregarding the words of Sugatans. It's actually the literal meaning of that is like that. Disregarding the words of Sugata.
That's close to the Chinese translation.
So one Terabata Sotar don't chance him to honey, sang a good don't buy your was.
Musk
on the Tunzota Bay, honey, he gendo. She do say any Tadan Garbarchina, then the Hikandi gets out on same by
Musk. So, okay, the second. No, Sugata, that's fine. That's perfect. That's fine. So, which is actually the meaning of that is, okay, if you knowingly disregard those three vows, the individual liberation vows, bodhisattva's vows, and tantric vows, then you will receive the second type of root downfalls. Okay, disregarding, knowingly disregarding, or maybe disregarding it has the meaning of that, right? Disregarding means you disregard. Yeah, okay. Knowingly better. Okay, knowingly disregard the one of the three vows, such as the individual liberation vows, bodhisattva vows, or tantric vows, then one will receive the second root downfall. Disregarding that. Third one is called the Dojipun Chubak. Dojipun Chubak, that's a car. Speaking badly of my Vajra brothers and sisters. That's what I'm saying. Okay, the Tibetan is Dorjepun Lantubi Tsatung, which means a root downfall of getting angry towards one's Vajra brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So, whether you are Vajra sisters or brothers, that is differentiated. And that okay, you are Vajra brothers and sisters if you have received one initiation from one master. Initiation from master together. That makes sense? Any initiation, any of the four tantras. So once you have received the initiation together, then you are brothers or sisters. Vajra brothers and sisters, sorry.
Ote ta biguta ngakji domba tang demba las.
Nonso.
Ani phuwi gone ta a kharsu de chong jo ba yinas kong kro de chong jo ba yinas.
Nonso.
Ani doje pa la phuwi za tang se imba.
So within you know the Vajra brothers sisters if you get angry with each other reggae and speaking badly about each other then you will receive the third type of root downfall lage
ngaji domba demba
ngaji domba okay ngaji domba demba re kandas
te doje pundo ngaji domba demba
okay Vajra brothers and sisters who possess tantric vows and you speaking badly about each other out of anger. So then that is the getting angry with Vajra brothers and sisters. Huh?
Does it include those who have received initiations maybe not at the same time but from the same Vajra master?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't matter in terms of the time, doesn't matter, but if once you have received that initiation from one master, the same master, I mean, same master, so you are the disciple of that master, and you received the initiation from that master.
Lama chik.
So you have the same master. But the time doesn't matter whether you receive early or later. Uh-huh.
Okay. So anyone
same
has the same master, no matter what time space and time.
Yes.
That then something like jamba pungvi zatong
seimba. The fourth one is called the root downfall of abandoning love for any beings. So that is if you wish the other beings, sentient beings, may not have happiness, and those who are lack of happiness, if you rejoice, you know, their lack of happiness, then you will receive the fourth type of root downfall.
Tā tēne ngā bā, āne, chāngchīp tsāndi bā tā, rē, kā rēngu, chū jī tsā bā, rē, chāngchīp jī sēng pāng bī tsā tōng, mō sēng pāng bī tsā tōng yīngi rē rē bā.
And the fifth one is giving up wishing bodhicitta, mē sēng pāng bī tsā tōng, nā sō.
Kā rō, chāngchīp sēng tō tsā tōng sēng duwa kā sēng tō.
Wishing and entering bodhicitta, nā sō.
Oh, tērē. That the end of that, like be any, some change it on the Sanji you compound on it, to call a new Nugu Mari, some big gone at any, change you the same, or why in us?
Yes.
That almost change you the same. Bangabi Zatun Timbers.
That will happen if you give up Bodhicitta by thinking that I'm not capable of attaining enlightenment of Buddhahood in order to benefit all sentient beings. So this root downfall, the giving up the wishing and entering bodhicitta, as we will receive the downfall immediately after giving up the that wish, that thought.
Yendao so on a gundi yes as tango yourself. Zatung Yongwala.
But the others, in order to completely receive the root downfall, you also must have the four binding factors. And then the sixth one is scorning the teachings of sutra or tantra or one's tenets.
So
there are two ways of interpreting that specific point. There are two ways to explain that. One is, the one's tenets is referring to Buddhist tenets, and the other's tenets is referring to the tenets other than Buddhist. But according to Lama Tsongkhapa's interpretation, or Lama Tsongkhapa's assertion, one's tenets is referring to the tantric tenets system, and other's tenets is referring to the sutra system, or the sutra vehicle. So, if you how do you say that? Scorn? How do you call it? Scorn? What's the scorn? What does that mean?
Put down.
That the words of the teachings of the Buddha. Rege. So if you say, these tantric teachings and sutra and tantras are not the teachings of the words of the Buddha. So either one of these, either sutra or tantra is not the word of Buddha, then you will receive the sixth type of root downfall.
That dumbass, Mamun Bala, somewhat rope with that. Mamun song rope with that.
Seventh one is the revealing secrets to those who are unripe.
Although
the person, the disciple, is not ready to receive the teachings such as the deity yoga, and you reveal that to that person who haven't received initiations. Like ngi dila vorta biko la kansa dila ya ngang da tili ka kuch to mewa ches. Disu su ha kogi kogi la lhe nenjo sheba ina. Ani mamu san roo go tzadong jugres. Rwegi.
Poke tere nuk da kyo inji ke tere we.
Inji ke tara arke.
Ya ya.
Yang jasi laga ke.
Re re. Inji ke tere sas. Ya.
That's okay.
So. Ang chanyi da denbi ene ko. Norong ma jiwa. Yuman bar ma jiwa.
So.
Dayang hii gendurwa.
That's okay.
Ani thayin nan jor sok sang war draga na. Mamu sang roo ki zato.
So if you reveal or explain the teachings, tantric teachings such as deity yoga to a certain disciples who haven't received any necessary initiations. And if you do that by knowingly, then you receive the seventh type of root downfall. It's called the revealing secrets to those who are not unripe. So of course, you know, when you reveal the secrets, you know, others should understand. Or should hear what you are saying, actually. But in case of the number three, they're speaking badly out of anger of one's Vajra's brothers, sisters, that is not necessarily to hear by the others. Okay? Not necessarily the others hear. Yeah. You can kind of the kandara sa ta ge. Tuo maris ta. So the others do not, you know, have to hear your bad words directly. Person you are disparaging doesn't have to hear the bad words that you are saying from the behind.
Okay.
Eighth one is called the abusing once on aggregates. You're supposed to regard your five aggregates as five Dhyani Buddhas. So your form aggregate must regard as a Vairochana, or you must regard it as a nature of Vairochana. Feeling aggregate must regard as a Rana Sambhava, or must regard the nature of Rana Sambhava. discrimination, aggregate of discrimination, must regard as the Amitabha. One's aggregate of composition or factor must regard as Amoghasiddhi. Amoghasiddhi. The aggregate of composition or factor must regard as Amoghasiddhi. Did I say that? Amoghasiddhi. And then the aggregate of consciousness must regard as Akshobhya. So although that, you know, you're supposed to regard your five aggregates in that way, but instead you are thinking that these five aggregates are not qualified or appropriate to view as the five Dhyani Buddhas, then you receive the root downfall of abusing one's own aggregates. So one is, you know, one thinks that it's not appropriate to view one's five aggregates as the five Dhyani Buddhas because one's five aggregates, the nature of one's five aggregates So the aggregates are nature of filth or filthy aggregates are not appropriate to view as the five Dhyani Buddhas. If one thinks, you know, that way, then that's inappropriate. One abuse one's own aggregates by thinking that my aggregates are nature of filth. So therefore I cannot view that as a deity. So if you do that, then that is root downfall. And also it becomes, you know, a root downfall if one stop eating and drinking in order to degenerate one's aggregates. Stop eating in order to abuse one's aggregates.
And what about intoxicants?
Yeah,
So those are, of course, not appropriate, you know, thing to do. But here, what I'm talking about is if in generally, you stop eating and drinking in order to degenerate your aggregates.
If a person does that and they're not a Buddhist, it's still a root downfall, isn't it? In a way.
So if he or she is not Buddhist, then he or she hasn't received any initiations, right? So that person will not receive this root downfall. The ninth one is the root downfall of denying emptiness. So if you don't believe in the presentation of emptiness, if you are skeptical about emptiness, or you have doubt about emptiness, and then you abandon or deny, reject that view of emptiness, then that is Rudan.
Chudam ji rangji ji tong wari se ngod rangji ji tong na me go re te da zan sam ni ge no lo yur mi hyung pun yong kro ba da.
But it is possible that some may think that if all phenomena are empty of truly existent, then these phenomena should not exist. So these, you know, phenomena do exist, so therefore the view of emptiness is not correct. It's, some may think like that, right? Yes, that's right, because if you view that, then you will fall in extreme of nihilism, right? And the tenth one is called the remaining closed, okay, root downfall of remaining closed to malevolent people. Malevolent, okay, malevolent people. So there are some sinful beings, people who are appropriate to be tamed by tantric practices. There are sinful or malevolent people who are appropriate to be tamed by wrathful means. So those beings who belittle their masters, gurus, as well as three jewels. Likewise, those who destroy Buddha Dharma. Those who separate the tuk means those who stir the sangha community. Those who are harmful for all sentient beings. So to those people, beings, if you become kind of remain close, either by physically or verbally, be nice with these people, then you will receive the root downfall of remaining close to malevolent people. Be nice.
In the text here, it says, if you possess constant lovingness towards these people, yes. I mean, being nice and being constantly loving, aren't those two different things?
So, to these people, one must avoid or giving the loves of physical loves and verbal loves.
Yeah, that's
Yeah. But one should not abandon one's mental love towards these people. The 11th one is called the not recollecting view of emptiness. So those who possess the tantric vows must remember the recollect the views of two types of selflessnesses according to one's understanding or one's capability. Within 24 hours. Within one day. So if you forgot to remember the view of emptiness within 24 hours, then you receive the root downfall. You receive the transgression. Dongwa means transgression. So in order to become these as a root downfall, then one also must complete those four binding factors. Causing someone who lost faith. Okay, the 12th one is the root downfall of causing someone to lose faith. So that has happened if you okay, let's assume there's someone who has faith who is a suitable vessel to practice tantra and has faith in tantra and it has interest, faith and interest in faith, I mean the tantric practice. So at that point, if you cause to destroy that person's faith in tantra, then you will receive that root downfall. The 13th one is called the not upholding one's word. Not upholding tamzik ze lam do dina. Tamzik ze dar ta chibut karsa chibut dorje nya tum zor wage.
Karse du dina.
Dina dilasha.
Kari wana pa. Karse.
Di minyar sha ta tsik sangbo ta tsik karsa chik sa chdo dina tsik sik chijin, song tu chijin mi denpa sarvaji.
Mama, inji kon lokda.
Not upholding my one's word of honor. Do you all have the same, what it says in that version of text? Not forsaking pledges.
Just forsaking pledges that have been attained.
What's this other one says? Not relying on what?
The assets regarding the pledges.
Not relying on the assets regarding the pledges.
That sounds close to the Tibetan. Okay, it's not upholding one's implements. Yeah, the substances of implement of tantric practice. So, for example, we have tsok offerings, you know, that's called the hero's party and the heroine's party, you remember? And during that tsok puja, the substances such as meat and alcohol are distributed, right? You are supposed to accept those with honor, okay? But instead, those substances, yes. But instead, you are not holding that, you know, honorary regarding these substances. Then that would be the not upholding one's word of honor. Okay, so this one is actually the root downfall of not upholding one's word of honorary. That is in relation to Highest Yoga Tantra. Okay, Highest Yoga Tantra. And in terms of Yoga Tantra, if you think, if you just, okay, ignore your implements such as bell and vajra and how to say that, those implements, but you merely think that it is sufficient to practice the inner yoga. Understand? So if I do practice, you know, inner deity yoga, that will do. That will be sufficient. That will suffice. But I don't really have to, you know, keep those external objects such as, you know, bell and vajra. And this does not have any significant, you know. I don't see any such as bell, vajra, and hand mudra, movements of one's hand. So that's in relation to the Yoga Tantra.
La.
That is for both of Gay Yoga Tantra and as well as Highest Yoga Tantra. But the earlier one, the in terms of the meat, alcohol, and so forth, if you regard these substances as kind of regarding this as kind of unclean, and you don't really believe, these nectars and so forth, then that is the root downfall of not upholding not upholding one's word of honor. Now regarding this as a substance of samaya. And then the 14th one is despising women. So there are, women, special women such as the Dorje Pangmo and so forth, who those who have achieved karsa di gengoya utsuma songa
keda ane pumeji tsur songa dende la munas simbal
jikden le deba
devi kanroma
jikden le devi kanroma okay kanroma
ane pumeji tsur
those Dakinis who are transcendent Dakinis who holds the form of women. So that is as a particular, and so if you despising women in general, you will receive the root downfall. So some may interpret these, there's an interpretation about this particular thing. It says that those women who hold the tantric vow and despise the male, the man who holds tantric vow, and then receive their downfall. Okay. The women who possess or the tantric vows despise Akeba, the male, then the women receive the root downfall, and vice versa. But that interpretation or that explanation is not valid. So if you despise women, either by male or female, both will receive root downfall.
Mm. in one of the translations that in the handout, despising is also described as deriding, as almost like belittling women. So I want to know how strong despising is. Is it meant to be just hating and despising women, or does it mean deriding them and to impute faults to the object is the way it's described here?
Again, Pumel Tonjun Cheva, Niju Cheva, the Kogrovis. Tanda di Pumel Mursajora,
Oliver.
Mursu di Pumel Tonjun Cheva, the Kogrovis. Sig the deriding in Tishas. Deriding said the Pedge belittling said Niju Sajora again. Tida orders res. Says that Niju said the Kogrovis.
Tis a more part Cheva said was. Most said you cut a cany singing by Lab Goyor was.
Excuse me. It says the mu in Tibetan, which means you despising. I think word has a little slightly different connotation. Which is, you know, you must say a bad word in order to receive the true downfall. You know, you must say bad words. You express it. You speak, you know, bad words. Speak badly towards women. Yes. So you can, you know, express many bad words about women, right? Such as women are lazy, you know. They are very lazy. There are so many things, you know. We can say, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
We can say. So that is actually what I'm talking about, is that if you say like that, then you will receive, you know, these true downfall. Express it. So up to this, you know, we completed the 14 true downfalls. So
yeah.
Except the fifth one, rest of those 13 root downfalls must associate with four binding factors in order to complete as a root downfall. So the four binding factors. The first one is not regarding as a negativity. Second one is have a desire to engage in negativity. One's desire to engage negativity is not reversed, meaning that one still, you know, has that kind of desire to engage negativity. The third one is that one likes to engage in negativities, and one is satisfied when one has that, you know, opportunity to engage in negativities. And then the fourth one is a lack of shame and embarrassment. So one is not careful about negativities in relation to oneself. It's called the shame. Does it make sense? And one is not careful about negativities
in relation to others is called embarrassment. So if you have engaged in that negativity, along associating with these four, all of four binding factors, then that is root downfall. So one who receives root downfall must possess the tantric vow. And one is not insane. One's not insane. Landa shibarashine dengi joro.
Odi. Nyo
maresta. Manyo gores.
Nyo walas watende mayimba.
One's mind should be intact. Meaning not insane. Yeah.
Odi ni da. Tandi zatong se di terwase. Da domba te ani jobar chebi kita.
So it's called the root downfall, meaning that you will lose the vow completely from the root. Therefore, it's called a root downfall. And then fall, okay, root means, okay, that's you cut from the root. And then what happened is, that you fall in the lower realms. So therefore, it's called a root downfall. So once you have received the root downfall, then you will lose your vow, tantric vow. So therefore, we must be very careful about the
vows.
And then the second one is the gross infractions. There are 8, 10, 11, different numbers. Okay, if you have a question, yes.
Yeah, I just have a question about number 13. And we're talking about the substances at Sok, breaking your word of honor, and not treating them with respect. So if people don't take meat and alcohol, they have, for whatever reason, you know, they're vegetarian, they don't take meat, or they're alcoholic, so they don't take alcohol. Is that a downfall if they, because I guess they see them as something that's harmful to them.
The talk of Sujwagi, Tanda Dirisa, Chigni, Sumshi, Natu, Chuchi, Chuni, Josombad Ragi, Josombadi, the Mondozo, down to some Kashi Shada, Chan Ling Mundus, Kashi Shamele, Karasana. Kashi shami din diyo rwaki, shama sangin din diyo. Kashi chang liya gom je shiu gangin te dini tsu ta karso ru taan hundu tsamba yang din di lakwa chana yang yami gomshi duja din jaruya din di nyangal teni chang ma tongi, chang lakwa ma changin din di yungu duus. Chazan di rik di zadong chagre chag ma res.
Tati oriba tati ngak lami jikita
So if those people, you know, who are kind of reluctant to taste these substances, have received highest yoga tantra initiation, then they must taste them, actually. They are supposed to taste these substances.
So then, as far as Sok goes, is how we treat the soak, like we don't treat it as ordinary and don't treat it with attachment. If we do those things, does that fall under this also, the same root downfall? You know, treating soak with attachment or in, as ordinary, not disposing of it properly. Does that go into this category also?
Ani kashi chakshin dindi yorwasi, ta chakshina kalaagin dushiro, chidang kruwa, shaani sangin dindi yungruwasi kien. Dindi che na ani tanda di zato choksunba di nyinga yorwasi.
Tidi tiki zato yongsiya da chi xeyo marwasi. Da jitang da kazi la chakshin ki gu nilani long jom yoksiya da yorwasi. Yena da tiki...
Is that is not mentioned, that you know, that thing is not mentioned in the text, but in general you are not supposed to eat and drink with attachment. So when you enjoy your meals, one must regard, you know, one's food as a medicine. That's a general. It's not related to this. So that's the Vinaya, you know, that's a Vinaya, the rule of Vinaya. Then the Bodhisattva's basket, it says that one must enjoy the food in order to benefit other sentient beings. So if you don't do that, if you don't think like that, then your bodhisattva vows, you harm your bodhisattva vows. During the highest yoga tantra, one must regard one's food and drink as the substances of the five meats, five flashes, meats, and five nectars. So when we bless the tzok offering, we bless them exactly the same as the inner offering. Chinlap, bless. So the point is that those beings must try, must, you know, taste a little bit. But then when you do the tzok, even the monastics, you know, taste the alcohol. But in general, monastics, monks and nuns are not allowed to, you know, drink alcohol.
Yeah, I'd like a little further clarification with the issue of alcohol, because sometimes people who are alcoholic, this is a disease, yeah. You know, it's recognized as such right now, right? And for some people, when it's acute, if they even, I mean, it is incredible how little can set them off. And this is a potentially fatal disease. It's not something to be, you know, it's not just a matter of desire here. It goes beyond desire for an alcoholic. I think we know someone that way. So I'm wondering about that in relation to this. Can a person with that disease say, go to their master and say, I have this as a disease. Can I find a way around that?
Dearest again, Chan di Kola Korang, Tandu Shibdak and Shia Jews Ra. Chang di Takashi, Chang, Emma Chang, Shu, Kom Jerwagi. But the Rapsid in the and it's Tinitsu Tayung in the Ores. Tinitsu Chang, it's Tarung in the Ores Ra. Tinzuga Tes Pigila Tune, Nemaga, Komshing and Bachu Jardewagi. They made the mass on the Barchojo Ores. Chizan dirik dila tez miksay yo marit. Pajwa dik din deba sabo chini chantung dili maris. Di natsa jiris, natsa.
Oriwa.
No. Chiz dila chik yan miksay tindik ke yo marit nodo yinsirta.
Ya. Ta miksay gita ne gagja chenbo yo na ane miksay yo no sirwa.
No su.
Dangi na ta xada changsaya da chokzi ke zogore diyo sirwa.
No su.
Ani, tini, kangrong me ba dang se ani, kangrong long ma che na, ani, chok pi ba dang, chok la long je pi ko ma chok banda wos cha ki yorsa.
Yes. So, okay, if there's such, you know, danger, then maybe there's an exception, okay? So in general, the main substance of tzok offering is the alcohol and meat. So these two, missing one of these, you actually do not have a complete offering of tzok. So therefore, since they are the main substances of the tzok, it seems like that one must taste a little bit.
So
without tasting one of these two, either one of these two, you haven't actually tasted chok at all. So in reality, you know, those yogis and yoginis, when they perform the chok ceremony, they must fully, you know, satisfied by the chok. So you eat like as much as you can.
I didn't tell me that, didn't it?
You have a question?
We have a mic. Okay. Hello. Hi. In the Chinese system, we have a sutra called, name is a non-named Great Compassion, something, Dai Bichu Nijing. In that sutra, Buddha actually lists like 88 common faults of ordinary women. So,
say it again.
The sutra, I don't know if Tibetan system has that sutra, but it's in the Chinese system, there is a sutra named...
Great Compassion?
A non-named Great Compassion.
Non-named Great Compassion.
Yeah.
Okay.
This sutra, basically that sutra, the whole sutra basically lists 88 common faults of ordinary women.
Ordinary women has 88
such as faults. Such as like they like to gossip or something like that. So that's... Seems very, contrary to the number 14 of the Rule Downfall.
I see. Okay. Dige and teachers, Janalia, and Dodge Curious Rocky, Dodi Mingla, Anne Karsa Ninjimbu Anne Lachersta.
Yeah.
Kind of disorder stars in me. Dinna la Pume, you and Jesu Kapke, Dioris.
Yeah, Kapke.
88 faults of ordinary women. Diores, Jeshkab Diores.
Teta
Anne Dida Tanda Diga, Zadon Chushiba Nidi, Gagduas.
Tis
Dila Gorta,
Tis yours. Pamela John, your Maris, Chola John, your Maris, and teach a hero, Martin.
Nos
John, you and you go your Marvas.
Nos. So, okay.
Mena da Ajan Chanted.
What is really saying here is in this text that regarding the 14th root downfall, 14th root downfall is not saying that, you know, women is, the ordinary women are free from faults. And also the men are free from faults. We're not actually saying that. But even if they do possess, you know, faults, it's not necessarily to not necessary to express their faults. So you are not allowed to express those faults. The Quran di do nala di joshas rawaki di do di nala joshas ane di di resta.
Oli tada ta ah kere was ane kaus pabtan kere was.
Nos
kaus pabtan kere was be nata ah.
So, you know, different occasions, you find different different interpretations. And that is necessary because for those who has strong attachment, they must meditate on ugliness. That is the method for those, you know, who possess strong attachment, in order to reduce that.
Ani nge ma chig ani nyamlen cheke mang chiva ani chiva chi ti nang neta rab de chongwa kyang la soba ani tinde yimbaris.
Nos.
O tinde yimba yindu ta zobo tene chawa chesi yur pume ke chong ta yo yur sirba.
Nos. So in earlier centuries, the most practitioners are male, and particularly monastics. Okay, so for them, the faults of women are explicitly mentioned.
There are
36 kind of, how do you say that, filthy substances are mentioned in a woman's body.
No. That's what you thought. Nyamsun Linkent, Anne, Genong Mada, or Pemikit again by Yenas. That is only Kaj Junik and Chivala. Anne, that John Tetainikani, Gongiribas.
So that 36, you know, filthy substances you find in a woman's body, if those practitioners were, female practitioners, for example, the bhikshunis, okay, and so forth, then you just reverse that into those 36 filthy substances referred to a male body. So that sutra you found, the Nun Great Compassion, whatever that sutra is if you find the 88 faults of women, then that must be taught for a specific reason. So these faults, you know, you find these faults when you try to meditate on ugliness. So ugliness is, you find all these faults of things, objects, of attachment. But in general, okay, the men and women are equal, whether they possess faults or qualities. There's no difference in between male and female. There's no difference in terms of being a superior and inferior.
Tanda kam der chung yo mare se cha he yo mar se ro.
Nos.
Da ata
But this particular case, the 14th root downfall, is, you know, as it's not saying that women are free from faults. It's not saying that, but should not express the faults of women. You find this teaching that one must regard, or one must cultivate the pure vision towards all sentient, all everybody, because you do not know who is bodhisattva and who is not. So therefore you are not allowed to express bad things towards women in general, and particularly there are women who in a form, although in a kind of seems kind of ordinary women, but can be a highly realized being, you know, transcendental women can be, you can find in a regular form. So if you say something bad towards those special women, then you will receive a tremendous negativity. Do you have homework?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We have homework.
I don't have
a printer. Can I ask one quick?
Yes, you can.
The question that I had is about the 13th one, about the alcohol and me. Sometimes there's occasions where we do precepts and we have a soul the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have Highest Yoga Tantra, does the 13th one override the precept, or how do we handle that?
Override, okay. Override, okay. Pena nga zo chandam dinde len cherwa, chol kek duwa samzam.
Tekje sojong,
sorry. Tekje sojong dambar len che chol, ayan di this chol keso na. Ani soso la karso la nga lame ku uang dinde yoga cherwa, tamse tu dambar sung gongi dinde ina. A country or
stuff.
That is very difficult. Okay. So therefore I normally ask not to have tsok, you know, during those special days that you take minor, 8 minor precept. So I do not do the tsok offerings during the fourth day of the 6 month of the lunar calendar, which is the world turning day, and then the 15th day of the 4th month of lunar calendar. During these times, we
Sangadawa
last again.
Labab Tuchin.
And then the Labab Tuchin Kadurke. Labab Tuchin, you know, Labab Tuchin, you know that, right? So during those special days, I Karsa again, the Kap Sunge, so instead of, you know, offering talk, we do the 16 Arahat Puja, or medicine Buddha puja, right? During these times.
But sometimes the full moon and new moon, they suggest good precepts days, and sometimes it kind of falls.
Sometimes the tsechik da ta bale ya tsechik so jo tomba le na ti zu ya go re sa ke do as ki. Sometimes le anti kha ga cha do. Sometimes nyem do ke do se sur da.
Ei men do te da ti da ko ti zo yo ro. Da ane pena
The 25th days of the 10th month of lunar calendar is called the Nganchu. Gande Nganchu means the offering of for Lama Tsongkhapa. That is a special day, you know, to make a tsok offering. And even that day, I do not let people to take a precept. Because we need to do the tsok in the evening, that evening, that's why. So if you know some these two things fall in one day, and you don't really have to do both, you can do one of the other. Yeah. But when you make tsok offerings, okay. You should eat.
Okay.
So one must eat because there are six satisfactions. Six satisfactions at tsumba tukde. I will explain that later, next time, another time, yeah. What is the first one is one must be fully satisfied, you know, with talk by eating it.
And you mean, when you mean soap, you don't mean just alcohol, you mean the offerings as well? Yeah,
of course the others as well, other things. The meat and alcohol, especially alcohol, you just taste a little bit as a samaya substance. But you should not, you know, overeat, overdrink alcohol. You can eat other things without, you know, things without any danger. It's very delicious, you know, cakes, like chocolate cakes. What are the homo questions? Could you please read for me? Read it for my first one, yes.
Regarding the wheel of assembly, in order to do soak offering, what substances are used as the main substances?
So, pyduganeta zo kareske, soze zo.
Meat and alcohol?
Chang da shareske.
The second question.
A second question, please. Sorry. If you don't have meat and alcohol, then what do you call it? Tzok offering substances or something else? The things you offer, then what do you call them?
Offerings?
Offering, the other offerings, what do you call them?
Tzaruzawa.
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 Then they call it tzaruzawa. Remember that term, because that term is not translatable. Yes. Tsarusawa. 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 Tsarusa. Maybe there's a okay. Rui. Then how do you pronounce it? Tsaruzawa. Because the three lower tantras classes, you know, do not have tsok offering, but they have tsarusawa offerings. With the other offerings except meat and alcohol. Tsarusawa lana. Yeah, zawa means actually food. Yeah, yeah. Actually, for the other tantra classes, main substances are the three white and three sweet. Then those tsarusawa offering, you eat a lot of sweet things, from sweet stuff, candies.
Brown sugar.
Yeah, the solid brown sugar, not the powdered one.
Oh, I know that one.
How do you call that?
Yeah, what's it
called? Huh?
No.
There's no name. What is the third question? Second question.
Second question is, what is the difference between Dakka's party and Dakini's party?
Hero's party and heroine's party. You just said that, hero and heroine.
Oh, hero's party and heroine's party.
What's different?
The hero's party is only men, and the heroine's party is only women. And not mixed.
If it's, all yogis, have to use that term, though. But honorific word, a yogis, then it's called the hero party. And if all yoginis, then it's heroine's party.
The third question is, what is the purpose of sok? The purpose of sok is to restore one's degenerated broken samayas. It's also done in order to cultivate higher realizations and to please the deities.
And accumulate merit.
Accumulate merit.
And what is next question?
Next question is, what does the Vajra and Bell symbolize?
The Vajra symbolizes bliss, the method aspect. And the bell is, symbolizes wisdom, realizing emptiness, the wisdom aspect.
Doji tap tsungres, deva chimbo tsungres, di tapgi chares, ane tribu sherab tongba ni tsungres, di sherab chares. Very good. So when you use bell and vajra, when you touch bell and vajra, how are you supposed to remember? How you what you're supposed to think about?
You're supposed to think about. The unification of bliss and emptiness.
You're supposed to remember the symbolisms of Bell and Vajra, the great bliss and wisdom realizing emptiness. What is next one?
Last question is, what should we do if we can't find instruments like the katvanga?
Nganzu di zecha di karsorta pina di yorvaske na kanam kala sokwa tindi rikch goya jorvaske. Tindzu ngoyos marana kar gores. Can you read that question one more time, like silently? You don't have to read on the microphone, but just directly. Because
what you should do if you don't have the actual, okay, that's good. Okay, I just wanted to know that. Okay. But the most mena sroge, one about the mena karche ores, karam kala sopa, one mena.
Karche ores.
What you should do?
I think the picture.
What you should do?
Yeah.
Oh, picture. And you should, yes, you should keep the drawers of, you know, those things. Drawings, okay, sorry. Drawings of those. That's us.
Yeah, and that's our budget.
Few homework questions.
Yeah.
For the next 2 weeks, okay. What is the most important foundation of accomplishing the two types of attainments, the supreme and common attainments?
Da nibas da on tomnis tamsig da domba masona chong karyors.
Second question is, what is the fault if you don't keep the vows and commitments after having received initiation?
Da sumbas zatong jugi nanglas ani kunti ke chama goba chama goba ani kase yos zatong karres
zatong karre la gor zatong kaju la gor ke
kase yo kangres ni ga.
Okay, third question is among the 14 root downfalls, how many are root downfalls are not required those four binding factors in order to complete the root downfalls, and which one is it? Yes, exactly. Thank you. Thank you so much. Which one is, no, I'm saying, which one?
Which.
Which, okay, which.
That's it.
Ane,
that, kunti ke chang gowa, ane zafang kache yos.
And the fourth question is, how many of those root downfalls need to be associated with four root downfalls in order to complete as a root downfall?
Four binding factors.
Oh, four binding factors, sorry. Four binding factors. Four binding factors. Yes. Okay, the fourth question is, okay, how many? Just the opposite, yeah.
Ngabach.
Fifth question.
What
are the four bonding factors? Sixth question is, in order to receive these two downfalls, what kind of person you have to be? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Not exactly.
What kind of person?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
No. What? Okay. Yes. What kind of person will receive the root downfalls?
This goes to Abby's question.
Yeah. Continue. Yeah.
That's it.